Summit and Wasatch County's Republican Senator Ron Winterton is sponsoring a bill that could give school districts the ability to decide if they want to enforce masks. Winterton says the basis for the bill started last summer.
I represent 7 school districts, 3 of which they went out and bought those shields for their teachers and students to wear, came back, that was approved, only to find out in August they said, we're not going to allow that, everybody wears masks. This bill just says that the local school district would have the final say in how they administer health issues and not let the state health department dictate statewide.
He says school districts will work with other elected officials and the health department to determine if masks should be required. Instead of an entire statewide mandate for schools, Winterton says it should be decided on a local level.
Daggett County is part of this district. Okay, they went for almost 7 months before they had their first case. And yet, being held to the standard that we set here in the state, everybody wears masks, it was hard for them to justify why they were doing that. And so I'm not trying to take that away from anybody. But I want the conversations to go on. Let's have educated discussions and not a dictatorship of what happens.
However, if the bill passes, it wouldn't take effect until after the school year is over.
Let's say that this does pass. It would not be effective until May 1st at the earliest date. And so have I caused some heartburn? We're not going to change what's going on this school year at all. So the reality of this changing our lives today, no. It would be going into next year.
During a COVID-19 briefing last Thursday, Governor Spencer Cox said there could be vaccines available for every Utahn by May. Lori Pierce with the Park City School District said in an email that the district will continue to adhere to both Summit County Health Department mandates and the Utah State Department of Health school manual. Summit County was one of the first areas in the state with a mask mandate. The bill will head to its first Senate committee meeting Thursday afternoon. Jessica Lowell, KPCW News.